This is the VOA Special English Development Report. World AIDS Day is December 1st. The message that the World AIDS Campaign has chosen for the 2005 through 2010 observances is Stop AIDS, Keep the Promise. The promise is the Millennium Development Goal set by world leaders to halt the spread of AIDS by 2015. This year is the 25th anniversary of the first recognized cases of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The United Nations reported last week that the AIDS epidemic continues to grow. It says there will be more than 4 million new HIV infections this year and almost 3 million AIDS-related deaths. There were signs of reduced infection rates in some countries, but also evidence of renewed increases in others. Mark Dybul was sworn in last month to lead the Bush administration program known as the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. Ambassador Dybul says the administration is on target for keeping its promises to fight AIDS. President Bush announced the five-year, $15,000 million plan during his State of the Union speech in 2003. Efforts have centered on 15 nations in Africa, the Caribbean, and Asia. They represent about half of the world's estimated 40 million HIV infections. American officials say that last year, more than 80% of groups working with the United States against HIV/AIDS were local. Mark Dybul says these partnerships should not be considered donor-recipient relationships, but a chance for unified, equal involvement. He says the United States can help, but to win the war against HIV/AIDS, he says, each country must take ownership of its individual fight. The United States says it will spend about $380 million this year on prevention programs in targeted countries. Officials say $480 million will go to care programs and more than $860 million will go to support treatment with antiretroviral drugs. Critics have accused the emergency plan of being slow to provide money for programs. Mark Dybul says this criticism is baseless. President Bush has asked Congress for more than $4,000 million in AIDS spending for 2007. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. I'm Steve Ember.